Sorry I'm late. Whereas I had figured we do not have our full complement of Talmidim yet. Look around. Baruch Hashem. The airlines are not always cooperative. But, so, now Baba Kamu, what we'll be doing, we'll begin with the Chavov. Well, before we begin Daf Chavov begins, let me just give you an outline what we'll be doing. Chavov begins Adam HaMazik. Now, the reason Adam HaMazik has to pay when he damages, we learn from a Pasuk in Emor, Maka Behema Yeshalmena. Okay. Now, there are two types of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik property, Adam HaMazik, and Chovel, when an Adam HaMazik damages to another human being. He's a Chovel. Chovel b'chavona is Chayev Chamisha Dvarim. Nezek, one, Tza, Boshes, Ripoy, and Shevas. One plus four. That's totally separate psukim. Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, regel tachas regel. And repo is rapo yarape. Okay. Now, one of the key things to understand in all nezikin, whether it is adam hamazik. So we're going to begin with adam hamazik. Then very quickly, beginning of a meniach, we get into the interrelationship between two things, Adam and Bor. Now, there is a Mishnah that bears on an Aleph. Let's read the Mishnah. Is the air conditioning?
It's on.
It's on. All
right. I think one of
it's a Shvach on. Arba Avos Nezik. Hashoah, Habor, Hamave, Vahahever. Machlokas Hamaroyim, what this word Mave means. Mava is, some Rashi said, Mava Mufarish B'Gemara. Okay. Some say it's Adam, some say it's Shein. What do you mean by Avos Nezik? The Gemara goes on, says there's Avos and there's Toldos, and in Shabbos there's Avos and there's Toldos, and Tumah there's Avos and there's Toldos. It means as follows. Sometimes when the Torah says something, it's to be taken absolutely literally. It is exactly what it says. And sometimes the Torah tells you something, and it's an example of a yesod. So that which the Torah tells you specifically is an of. Something that is not the exact same thing, but has the same yesod, is a told. Torah talks about digging a bor. Kiftach yishbor, v'chiyichre yishbor. Dig a hole, go in the Shusarabim, and what all these people are doing there, they're digging holes in the Shusarabim. See, it's a very popular sport here. Digging holes in the Shusarabim. Kiftach yishbor, k'yichre yishbor, v'lo yachasen. Okay. But, this is Yisod. And, if we take a look in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says as follows. Lo hare hashor kare amava, lo hare amava kare hashor. Lo shen ruach chayim kare ha'esh, shen bo ruach chayim. Zev zeh shedarkon leil v'chazah kare bo shen darkon leil v'chazah. So, it tells me, ein darkon leil v'chazah. That means, every mazik comes when two things collide with each other. So what comes to one? The mazik comes to the nizik, or the nizik comes to the mazik. In the case of shor is the av. Kiyigach is shor. Kiyigof is shor. But that's an av. It's not only a negicha, goring with its horns. No, it's any time an animal has kavanos l'hazik, Now let's go with a simple interpretation. Regel, we'll see, is dover, is a subcategory of shor, and that is derech hiluchu b'shus harabim. Something in the b'shus harabim while it's walking in the b'shus harabim. You leave or in the b'shus hayochid. Your shore walks into my house and tramples something. That's regel. Shane is yesh hano'o lehezeko. Not while it's going. Hano'o lehezeko. So there are three things a shore can do. Kavon lehazik. It can do derech hilucho. Or yesh hano'o. It eats something. Or it doesn't have to eat something. Let's say a shore's back is itching in it, and it rubs himself against the wall. Any hanola and sake. No hanola and sake. That's shame. So these are an animal, anything that has an intrinsic ability to move. Okay. Then we have a bar, and we have esh. Eish is something else entirely. It's dark away the chazik, but it's al yidei koach acher. So it's not anything al yidei koach acher, and that has to be a fire. And we'll have to define what it means koach acher. And very quickly we'll get back to shechita in the bottom of Chavav and Merbeis. And there's bor, and then there's odom. Mava may be odom, may be shein. L'may nafkin min in the Mishnah. It says, Tzar ha-shov e-shubakulam she-darken l'hazik u-shmirotzon olecho v'shihizik chav ha-mazik. That is, darken l'hazik. So the Gemara asks, v'chi odom darken l'hazik. And the Gemara answers, Adam Yosha, when I'm asleep, I move around in the middle of my sleep. Adam Shmiraz Gufo, all of the Gemara's. Now that's going to be a very, very powerful statement. The Gemara says, Adam Shmiraz Gufo. That means, is it only talking about an Adam Yosha? Or I have to watch myself. And now the question, now, when I damage, so, I've done a number of things. I haven't watched myself. I've done a Maisa Hezek. Pozuk said, Pozuk doesn't talk about that. It says, Maka Behemir Shalmena. I've done an Avera. Take a look at the Rama Perkei Hilchas. And this came on in Aloha Aleph. Rama says like this. Let's say, I'll break your window and I'll pay for it. Am I allowed to do that? It says, Ram says, sure. Also, he's talking about watching my behemoth. Ram says, it's also for a person to damage and pay. I feel ligroma says, the animal's ligroma says, where is the issue coming from? Now, Reb Chaim used to say, it comes from Lo Samor Al Dam Reyacha. What is the pasuk Lo Samor Al Dam Reyacha? Now, what does Lo Samor Al Dam Reyacha means? The word Dam, we say Domim Tarti Mashma. It can mean one of two separate things. It can mean Dam, a person, life. It means Domim, property. What does that mean? I'm not allowed to see someone about to be injured and say, okay, it's not my business. If I see someone drowning, I have to save him. See someone about to be hurt, I have to save him. of samra dam reach. What halacha? Does of samra dam reach means I cannot see someone's property being damaged without doing something? So Reb Chaim pointed out that the Rambam says that someone who doesn't say Eidus is losan over al samadamriya. What does that mean? He doesn't say it's Bachil Shabbos. Well, samadamriya. I don't say Eidus that Reuven killed Shimon. Well, the purpose of the Eidus Reuven killed Shimon is in order to kill Reuven. That can't be losan al-damriya. Samar Damreach must be talking about Mormon. Means if I know Eidus, that someone, that two people are going to Besdin, and I know who the liar is and who the truth person is, and I can give Eidus and save the true person from losing money. I know who the ganav is. I don't, it's not my business. Lo Samar al Damreach. Well, Chaim says, if that's true, that's certainly a mask to close Samar al Damreach. There may be, there's a big yeshiva Shetorah that's under Lo Yishmerenu. That can't be because Lo Yishmeren is not one of, we'll get to that, but it's not one of Taryag Mitzvahs. Something is also, the Rambam is very clear. Anything that is also has to fit into one of 613 different boxes. Always have to figure which box does it fit into. Lo Yishmeren is not one of 613 boxes. Okay, so that is Lo Yishmeren. So according to the Rambam, what is it? It's on. There's an Issa. Is the Issa necessarily part of the Chiyuv or not part of the Chiyuv? Or happens to be an Aveira, happens to be an Aveira. Is it to do with the Chiyuv Shmira, not to do with the Chiyuv Shmira? Is it to do with just the fact of Mazik? Fact of Mazik. Pasuk says, what's the Pasuk say? Maka behem yeshomer. Not talking about Shmira. It's not talking about Aveir. It's a very simple thing. Maka behem yeshomer. We'll see, this is a major topic we're getting into. And then we're going to have to understand the difference between Mazik Momom, which is Mazik, and Chovel, which is Mazik Gufa Adam. It's a very, very big difference, and with very different Klalim. Okay. And this is what we'll be spending the year understanding, all different types of Nezik and damages. Okay. Well, it's Hakdama. Adam Mu'ud Lola. And what does the word Mu'ud mean? I'll assume you unfortunately, people do not learn Chumash Rashi. They don't know Shnai Mikra V'Chatarkum. There's a Chuvas Hagonim I once saw. That said, a person says in his Makom, they don't do Shnai Mikra V'Chatarkum. And the person says that it couldn't be. No such thing as a from Jew who doesn't do Shnai Mikra V'Chatarkum. So, okay. Remember, I had the advantage, disadvantage I had, not growing up in regular yeshiva background. I remember when I was, after my bar mitzvah, I decided, I don't know what got into me, so wherever I could, on Parshas Mishpatim, wherever I could lane, I found a place to lane. Why? I think there's so many different things in Parshas Mishpatim, this way I'll know it by heart. So I was always running around finding places to lane Parshas Mishpatim. There's a halacha as follows. Ashur. Let's begin with Ashur. Ashur is no geach. Bumps into someone and causes damage. Ashur bumps into someone and causes damage. The first time he's a short time, pays chatzi nezek. Second time he's a short time, pays chatzi nezek. Third time, after the third time, v'im naga chumit mol shul sham v'hu ad bivola v'lo yishmerena, norech isho isho. There's a process of ha'odah. Each time two Adam come to Bez and say, Shor shel Reuven Nogach, Shor shel Reuven Nogach, Shor shel Reuven Nogach. And after the third time, Bez and says, this Shor is a Shor Muad. From now on, it's an Ezek Shor. That means, and we learn from that three times as a Chazaka. Until now, we assume if not derech to do it, to go with a simple. And after three times, it becomes darker later. Chazik pays nezek shalom. Shein, regel, something trampling while you're walking, while eating. So, it's darker to do that. So, it's a mood right away. Eish is a mood right away. Bor, I dig a hole in the Rosh Hashanah, something falls in. It's right away. Adam Amasik. Adam Mu'ad Lola. What does that mean? He is that you don't have to warn him that he's a Mu'ad without any warning. You damage, you pay Nezek Sholem, and that's it. Now, Bain Shogeg, Bain Mason. Whether Shogeg or Mason. Doesn't say anything about onus. If you take a look in the Masoras Hashas, it says ben onus ben rots. Okay, we'll see with that. Ben er ben yosh, whether he's asleep or awake. Talking about Adam, and we're not talking whether it's a mazik or a chova. Now we get into sima es ein chavero. What does that mean? He put out an eye. There was Sheba as a Caleb. And he broke Caleb. In both cases, Mashalim Nezek Sholem. Says Rashi, Simas en Chaveru Afilu Bishogeg. Okay. Ketoni Simas en Chaveru, doing it to Sheba as Caleb. Awesome Nezek in Abed Vermlov. Af Simas en Chaveru. Says Rashi, Simas, I've seen the name Beshogeg Nesik in Arbet Varam Lo. That means a Chovel only pays at this point to the Gemara. We'll see as we go. It's 1 + 4. What is Nesik? You chop someone's finger off. So how do you evaluate what a finger's worth? So the Gemara says, Eved Nimka B'Shuk. How much an Eved is worth if you sell him with a finger or without a finger? That difference is Nezek. It's a very funny way, and we're going to understand why it is that way, of paying Nezek. This Tsar. What is Tsar? If I knew that I had to go through an operation, how much would I pay to avoid having the amount of tsar that you allowed to give me? For instance, I take a needle, I go to some poop. Now, it hurts a little bit. How much do you pay? If you're going to have an injection, how much do you pay that it shouldn't hurt? That's tsar. Report, it's doctor bills. Shevis, lost wages. Boshes. Oh, Boshes is the whole thing. I'm not getting it. How we're going to calculate that. You know, okay. Someone punches me in the eye, I walk around with a black eye. So there's a certain amount of Boshes involved, right? Now, to be a Chovel, you have to have contact between the two people. So if I scream at someone and insult him, it's not a chovo, so you don't pay boshas. I spit at him. If it doesn't hit him, there's no boshas. If it hits him, I'm already a chovo and I pay boshas. Now, comes along Rashi and tells us, the law mechayve arba dvarim oba meizit o korov lemeizit. Okay. We'll see. Dum yidachi yiruvan anoshim. Also mechsiv ripoy v'sheves. So the Gemara says, minola. Minola ane me. Ane we know this. Omar chizki v'in tanad v'chizki. Omar kro. Minola ane mili. The nezik chayev afilu b'shogeg. Now we're talking about Nezek. The Gemara doesn't seem to jump into Mazik, or maybe equate Nezek with Mazik. We're talking about Shogeg. Now that Potsuk, Petzatachas Potsuk, is talking about a Chovel. Now we jump here to Ones Karotso. The boiler. Well, no, we need the pasuk. It's Sarb Mokum Nezik. We'll get back to that. Okay, lift up Kropetz Tabbapot. Sheshma Mitatim. Okay. Now, so what have we learned? That Nezik and Mazik, and the word is now equating Nezik and Mazik, is Chayim even Ba'onas. Why? So here, this is the first topic I want to get into. So if you take a look at the Mukhei Yosef, it says like this. Ben Yoshin, from Shog Isuf, the Lotan Bilom Chai of Shog Yelikashu Er, Yoshin Onusu, I was Kamash Malon, Bil Yoshin Nami Chai. I went to Onus. Amir Bishalmi, and I needed the Yoshin Chai, the Yoshin Lo Eitzel Kalim. I went to sleep, and there was something next to me. And I turned over my sleep. Or Shnei Bini Odom, two people lying next to each other, I turn over and I slam on the head. I will say, Yoshin, if I went to sleep in nothing and someone put something next to me, but this is, okay. What he doesn't say, and we'll see, I would say the person known as Goma. No. He's introducing us to a brand new concept called Pshias HaNizik. Now, what is Pshias HaNizik all about? Pshias HaNizik is that if I do a Pshia and because of that you damage me, so I'm potter. So the second one is the posheya. So if I put my kalim next to you and you're asleep, so you're a posheya. So he's with, I would have said something else. If I go to sleep, now here we get into the question, a very serious question. What is the chiyuv for? Chiyuv shmira. So if I go to sleep and I'm next to something, and I know I can turn over in my sleep and hit something, I have to make sure I don't. If I go to sleep and there's nothing around, and then someone puts something that I'm an honest grammar, but it nothing to do with Chiyuv Shmira. He could have said nothing to do with Chiyuv Shmira. He doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. Now, so I would have said that he's willing to go very far, that I'm always chayiv unless the nizik is a parshah. That is what one would have said if he didn't read five lines later. Okay. Why do I say that? Because the Rambam also, where did he get this? He's quoting the Rambam. Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam, this is when he quotes other Mu'ad Olam. He says like this. He says, "Amazik perigvok, amazik mamu chaveiro, chayav l'shaling nezik shol. Bein choy yoshogeg, bein choy yoonos. Aruhu kemezit. Ketzat nafal min argag, v'shibes hakelim. Oshiniskal kishum alik v'nafal kelim ishchayav nezik sholit. Shinem makke behem yeshamer. Lo chilek hakotet bein shogeg l'mezit." Anything I do,
and Aleph Yud Aleph is who I'm more.
Okay, well, wait a second. Then he, but the Rambam says, if I'm climbing a ladder, I'm climbing a ladder, and one of the rungs slips up. Im lo hoysu mehudeke, so chazoka, if it wasn't perfectly, I'm chayav. Hoysu chazoka mehudeke, so nishmeta o shetliya, se potu, shizu maka bidei shomayim hu. The Rambam says, even though I said honest, if it's a total honest gomor, there's nothing I could have done, I'm chayav. I'm potu. Now, Aleph Yud Aleph, he talks about Perek Aleph Halach Yud Aleph. Adam Buad Lo'olam. In Shogeg, Ben Mezim, Ben Er, Ben Yoshim, Ben Shikur. In Chava, B'chavero, Hizik, Mor, B'chavero, Misham. When is the Yoshim Chayev L'Shalem? Two people lay down together. He says, "Ze shabba acharona, the second one, who hamuad, he's the muad, whatever that means." In Ezekiel Hasheni Potu, and came in Yachkeli, who sheni who hamuad, the person puts the key. What the No, Yosef says Poshea, Ram says Muad. Okay. But what has the Ram told us? Ram says in Onas Gomor, is also Potter. That's his example. I'm climbing a ladder, and it looks like a very strong ladder. I don't know that inside, there's no way I could have known that inside one of the rungs, it looks strong, everything's fine, good ladder. Inside one of the rungs, there's a termite got in, and there's and something happened. No way I could have known that. I step on it, I collapse. Onas gomer. Something the b'chlal I couldn't have cheshbon on. It's an honest bidei shamayim and I'm potur. But he doesn't say the same thing about yoshen, for whatever reason. Now, continue in the Mukhe Yosef. Shiva sent Chavar B'Shoge, Mishav Nezak Sholeh. Now, when we talk about shogeg, we talk about three levels of shogeg, you know, and the shogeg karav lemezid, shogeg karav shog tham shogeg, karav kon la onas. Question is, which shogeg are we going to find? What we will be doing is as follows. We're going through this Mukhe Yosef carefully.
Where is that, Rebbe?
What?
On our daf?
Right on the Mishnah. Mukhe Yosef on the Mishnah. Then, basically what we'll be focusing is on the question, Adam Hamazik, what degree of onus is Ichayev? First begin with the Mukhe Yosef. There is a Tosis. We're going to jump ahead. The Tosis is okay. Here, Chazai Amadeus. To understand the Tosis, the Gemara says, Hamelech Hazakad, someone puts on the Mishnah Rabbah, I trip on it. Okay, so what? Just see the. What's important is don't go into all the complexities of the Gemara. Just see the case that we're talking about. Tosa says we shmuel om about feilu shanu. That means, and Tosa gets into the question, and we're going to see Tosa getting into the question: how much of an honor some chayiv, how much of an honor some potter, degrees of honor, degrees of shogeg. That's number. After we finish the Tosis, we will be doing a Ramban and Bar Metzia Daf Pebeis. The Ramban goes to the absolute extreme, where he says every onus is chayv, and he says as follows: let's say I go to sleep on a roof, and a tornado takes me, and blows me 10 miles away, and I go smashing through someone's window. I'm chayiv in the window. Totally, absolutely out of my control. All of a sudden a tornado develops, wasn't even predicted on the weather, and takes me from my roof. 10 miles, I smash through someone's window. Chayiv. So, Ramban is the extreme. It's another tosis. Our job will be now trying to figure out what's this onus all about? And one of the cases is the case the person goes to sleep. And we'll have to build a case, and we'll have to see what the various Rishonim have to say on the topic.